the last program was about the weight of lies. But today is about the opposite. Truth. The truth in Christ. Who is ultimate goodness? We are known for our preferences, subtly, but yet our preferences reveal us to all who know us. A preference is a greater liking for one alternative over another. Paul wrote in Philemon 1, verses 8 to 9, "Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you." He preferred to appeal to them by discussion, truth, and scripture rather than be a hardened rule maker, walking around declaring commands. He wanted them to come to righteous conclusions within themselves, concerning being honest, being obedient to Christ, and telling the truth of who Jesus was and who they were in Christ. If lying is a curse and curses have no weight, then honesty is an honor and abides in glory, and glory has weight, as in the weighty presence of the glory of God. We love and hate the truth. We can't hide from it, nor do we find it all too easy to tell. We say truth is serious, has heaviness and gravity, and is bottom line important. Some consider it a burden to bear which causes pressure, yet the truth is always influential and necessary. Glory finds its feet in the truth. In our judicial proceedings, we are supposed to possess the weight of truth in all its ramifications while exercising the weight of authority, both being dispensed by the weight of the law. If we want to possess the wisdom and authority to prosper the kingdom of God in ministry, then making the truth an utmost action item on our list should be paramount. The truth is more than facts. It exposes the motivations behind the actions. As an example, a man stole an apple. That's fact. But the truth is, he had not eaten for 3 days and was so hungry he was compelled, past his moral boundaries, to take what was not his. As another example, a man was driving down the road when another vehicle approached and passed him at a high rate of speed, recklessly passing, causing him to swerve around. When he finally got closer to the other vehicle due to traffic, as he rolled his window down to angrily yell at the reckless driver rolled down his window and said frantically, "My house is on fire!" Ah, the truth was quite revealing, and grace was found for the other fellow's circumstances. On September 19th, 1692, in Salem Village during the witch trials, a man refused to be taken to court, and as a result, he was stripped of his clothes, a board was placed on his body, and then heavy rocks were slowly laid on the board to crush the truth out of him in hopes of forcing him to admit what they wanted of him. He was like a metaphor in that the weight of truth was going to crush a confession out of the man. Well, it didn't work. He didn't confess anything but commitment to Christ, and he died, of course. Odd that no one confessed the truth that they were wrong to do what they did. We can trace the idea of the weight of truth from biblical truth to legal truth, and then the truth of individual conscience. But in the end, the truth, the whole truth in Christ, is like an anchor which keeps us grounded, even though the more honest and truthful we are about ourselves and the world around us, the more it all seems to contradict the truth as our society sees it. Being honest and telling the truth with all our heart gives us momentum in the Spirit. We have weight to accomplish and make a difference. Let's not be mistaken. Owning the truth about ourselves can be terribly not easy. But if we want to step into ministry, we will need His authority. And if we're going to get authority from the Lord, we'll have to let Him develop our character. And That requires honesty, which may seem crushing to some and liberating to others, all at the same time. We can't hide from it, and we can't hardly bear to own it, but own it we must. How bad are we willing to be truthful with what the Lord has given us? 2 Chronicles 18, Ahab and Jehoshaphat were going to go to war against Ramoth-Gilead. Jehoshaphat wasn't so sure, so he called for Ahab to bring out the prophets to hear what they had to say. The most prominent prophets of Ahab came and said, "Yes, go up, you'll be fabulous." Jehoshaphat still wasn't so sure, so he asked if there was a man of God in the house. Ahab said he had one in prison, but he never said anything nice about the king. In those days, to prophesy anything to the king other than what he wanted to hear was a good way to get killed. But this guy, Micaiah, was dedicated to telling the truth as the Lord gave it to him. He was counseled before he went before the king by the guard that said, "Look, if you want to save your life, tell him what they want to hear." So when asked if they should go to war, at first he said, "Oh yes, go up, O king, you'll be great." And Ahab angrily commanded him to tell the truth. So he did. He told Ahab he was going to die. Ahab was angered and said he'd deal with Micaiah when he got back. Micaiah said,
"If I ever see you again, I'm no man of God."
Wherewith Ahab said to feed him on bread and water, and that's the last we heard of the man of God. The prophet spoke the truth, even to the peril of his own life, because devotion to God was more important than saving his own life. Micaiah had high fidelity. He was loyal to his source to the end. Jesus is the truth, and there are no lies in him. We dishonor ourselves with the lies we tell ourselves. The Lord wants us to have planet-changing authority, but it doesn't come by unrealistic ideas of ourselves being more than God says we are. With each other, the Lord inspires us to build friendships with those who are willing to own a bridge between each other which can bear up under the weight of the truth. I'll say again, false hope is far more cruel than the truth ever thought about being. Being honest honors the Lord. Telling the truth is Christ-like. Being responsible for our actions is part of telling the truth and being honorable. It takes real God-built character to live like that. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act with fidelity and truth are his delight. Incidentally, again, fidelity means loyal to our source, Jesus Christ. The Lord is near to all who call on him in truth.